Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story, the city's rally to celebrate the Sky's first WNBA title coming together today. We've received details about tomorrow's rally at Millennium Park. It is set to begin at noon following a parade through the streets of Chicago. WBBM's Claire Lane live in the traffic center with details on the parade.
It will be busy downtown tomorrow morning, just after rush hour. Parade supposed to start at Wintrust Arena around 11, travel northbound on Michigan. That's the primary parade route between Roosevelt and Randolph. So any east-west streets between those two roads are fair game to be blocked until the parade passes, ending up at Pritzker Pavilion. So Randolph, too, will be closed for a short time between Michigan and Upper Columbus once the team buses arrive at Millennium Park. And if you want to avoid the confetti, stay west, usually of Wabash, to be safe. You can use State Street and probably north of Lake Street. Consider Wacker to avoid any major closures. Live from the 24-hour traffic center, Claire Lane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
We're expecting to hear this hour from city leaders in Chicago about compliance with the mayor's order requiring all workers, city workers, to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. One of the big outliers is the FOP. Top brass has been summoning officers to headquarters all day. And Union President John Catanzaro tells CBS 2 he has an unofficial count of officers he expects will defy the city's order to share their vaccine status.
The unofficial number we have is about over 3,200, so about a third of the department.
It's 307. 45th Alderman Jim Gardner is paying the price for his homophobic, obscene tirade last month, first reported by a political watchdog called the People's Fabric. The Cook County Democratic Party has removed Gardner from his posts on party committees, and he may have bigger issues ahead. The Chicago Board of Ethics and FBI are looking into his conduct. The water crisis in Dixmoor went from bad to worse today with the breakage of a second pipe of the village's water source in Harvey. Authorities are now bringing in bottled water for people living in Dixmoor as crews scramble to repair the damage and ensure the village's water supply is safe.
Dixmoor Village President Fitzgerald Roberts says a lack of water pressure has burned out two of their pumping turbines.
Our water's trickling out here. And in some parts of the trailer park, there's no water.
With repairs ongoing, Roberts says he and village trustees are doing what they can to get water to residents.
Right now, we have a Facebook page, and I have guys that's going door to door just dropping off water. And it's word of mouth. We got people going around letting them know that we do have water here at the village hall.
Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Governor Pritzker announcing what he calls the largest highway restoration project in the state today.
16 miles of I-80 through Will, Grundy, and Kendall counties will be revamped over the next 6 years. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the $1.2 billion project is thanks to the Rebuild Illinois Capital Program.
These overdue improvements will not only make it safer for commercial drivers, but for the thousands of families who rely on I-80 to commute to work, to drive their kids to school, and move safely through their daily lives.
Construction includes a redesign of auxiliary lanes and interchanges to reduce congestion and rehabilitating more than 30 bridges. It's also expected to create thousands of union jobs in the process. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A federal jury today has convicted a former DePaul University student of supporting an international terrorist group. Prosecutors say 22-year-old Thomas Osadzinski provided material support by designing a computer code to help Islamic State bypass programs designed to block the group's propaganda. Osadzinski, arrested in 2019, faces 20 years in prison. Some police chiefs in suburban Cook County are getting behind a Republican proposal in Springfield that would give them a way to secure criminal charges in some cases without going through the state's attorney, Kim Fox.
Senator John Curran, a former assistant state's attorney, says if Fox were doing her job properly, more arrests would lead to charges.
There's great concern that the state's attorney's office is applying a heightened standard for charging decisions. House Bill 4176 is a proposal that is an attempt to address the concerns of our law enforcement officials, those officials that are on the front line in providing safety and order in their communities, and they're being let down.
A bill would give police an avenue to appeal to a judge when there's clear and convincing evidence supporting charges. At the Illinois Capitol, Dave Dahl, News Radio 105.9 WBBN.
Leaders of the Greek community at Northwestern University say they will keep a ban on certain fraternity gatherings in place for a little longer.
The school's interfraternity council has voted to extend a ban on all social activities for its 12-member fraternities until January 3rd of next year at the earliest, while any recruitment events may return in early November. The move comes after numerous reports that students were being drugged and assaulted at campus fraternity houses, which prompted several Northwestern groups to call for Greek life to be abolished entirely. Council leaders say the extended ban will give the campus more time to ensure fraternities are safe and secure for students, while some have suggested that certain fraternity programming may never return. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A group of North Suburban College students may get moved to remote learning this week.
College of Lake County students attending in-person classes either have to show proof of vaccination or submit to regular COVID tests. Around 30% of the students at the Grays Lake, Waukegan, and Vernon Hills campuses have not complied with the vaccine mandate yet. All employees of the school are under the same mandate, and more than 80% of them have complied. Students who don't want to show proof of vaccination or get tested can switch to remote learning. Cisco Coto News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, we've updated you on the city of Chicago's information about the parade and rally set for tomorrow to honor the members of the WNBA champion Chicago Sky. A parade will start at 11. It will carry the team from Wintrust Arena up Michigan to Randolph, east to the Millennium Park for the rally that begins at noon. Mayor Lightfoot was at yesterday's title-clinching victory over Phoenix, telling our sister station 670 the score. It was inspiring.
There are going to be little girls that were in that crowd last night that are going to, or saw it on TV, that are going to remember this for the rest of their lives. And hopefully it spurs them to recognize that they, too, can achieve great things.
Well, the city says the rally is free, and while COVID-19 vaccinations are not required, it is strongly encouraged. A standout basketball player from the Westside High School was honored this morning by classmates and members of the faith community after she was shot to death.
It's the first day students are back at Michelle Clark Magnet High School following the death of Kiara Moore. The 16-year-old, who is considered to be a rising basketball star, was killed during a drive-by shooting in Lawndale last week.
I know these kids are traumatized. I know they are just in another place having to deal with such an awful, unnecessary death.
Reverend Ira Acree and dozens of other community church leaders stood outside the school offering prayer as students showed up for class.
We're here to support them. If it's just nothing but standing with them with a smile and letting them know it's going to be all right.
At Michelle Clark Magnet High School, Rachel Pearson, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Colin Powell is being remembered today for his history-making role in military and politics, as well as his role in launching the war in Iraq following the September 11th attacks. Family members say he died of complications from COVID-19 at the age of 94. He'd been fully vaccinated but was treated for multiple myeloma, which had weakened his immune system. The first African-American to serve in the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Secretary of State is remembered by leaders across the spectrum, including Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, during a visit to the former Russian Republic of Georgia.
A man who was respected around the globe and who will be, quite frankly, it is not possible to replace a Colin Powell. We will miss him.
Two Illinois Democrats in Congress praising Powell for his role in history and his willingness to look beyond party labels.
Once considered a top potential candidate for the Republican presidential nomination, Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky was elated that Colin Powell later came to support Democrats and call out Republicans at times.
For him to find offense from the past president, from President Trump, really did not surprise me, but I was grateful to hear his voice.
Congressman Brad Schneider says he admired Powell as a trailblazer who endorsed Barack Obama before eventually leaving the GOP.
He was someone who broke through barriers
but open doors for others at the same time.
Schakowsky says in examining Powell's life, she hopes more people will take inspiration from his decisions to look beyond political party. In the northern suburbs, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.